Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, gradually clearing skies in the upper teens. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 10. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs in the lower 30s. For Friday night, mostly cloudy in the lower teens. For Saturday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, high of 21. And Saturday night into Sunday, mostly cloudy with snow. Right now, it's 10 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. Kansas legislators are moving ahead with a bill aimed at making sure they and the governor are notified whenever foster children run away or go missing. The Senate approved the measure yesterday on a 40-0 vote, sending it to the House. The bill would require foster care contractors to notify DCF within 24 hours when a child goes missing. DCF would then have 48 hours to notify the governor and lawmakers. The company providing health care in Kansas prisons being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars less than it's due because it didn't meet some of the agreement's terms. Kansas News Service reports Tennessee-based Corizon Health didn't hire enough nurses and other health care workers and didn't meet other performance standards. The state currently has a $68.8 million contract with Corizon. The company was penalized close to $535,000 from Kansas for not meeting performance standards last year. Mid-America Network News.
Are you tired of the cold, wet, miserable winter? I know we are, but don't forget there will be warm weather and green grass. If your cows need a bull, come join us March 15th at Sunflower Genetics, offering 100 performance Simmental, Angus, Sim-Angus bulls, along with 70 yearling heifers. Go to sunflowergenetics.com where you will view pictures, videos, and catalog. All lots will have videos. Once again, learn more at sunflowergenetics.com.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling, worry-free, is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through FFA.
The Quindaro Ruins in Kansas City on the brink of receiving a historical designation that will help preserve the Civil War era port of entry into Kansas and stop along the Underground Railroad. Kansas City Star reports that Congress recognized Quindaro as a national commemorative site as part of a massive public lands package approved this week. Supporters say it creates opportunities for new government assistance to preserve the site, which was once a flourishing abolitionist community. The nation's farmers struggling to pay back their loans after years of low crop prices, with nearly one out of five loans in a government farm program now delinquent for the worst January default rate in the last 9 years. The bulk of the nation's agricultural loans typically come due around January 1st for seasonal and tax planning purposes. And weather forecasters say parts of the state going to have another white weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning on this final day of February. Governor Pete Ricketts planning to curtail sharp increases in property taxes is drawing favorable reviews from Nebraska farmers, but some rural lawmakers say more is needed to help the agriculture industry. Ricketts pitched the package to the legislature's Revenue Committee. The Republican governor says there are no easy fixes, but his plan to restrict the growth of tax collections and boost tax credits for property owners is a start. A bill that would add another judge to Nebraska's largest county to help with a growing caseload has won first-round approval in the legislature, but the measure advanced but won't pass until lawmakers figure out a way to pay for it while balancing the state budget. The measure would bring the total number of district court judges to 17 in the 4th Judicial District, which encompasses Douglas County. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. And today, friends, they're doing it again. The company is looking to continue that growth by developing a new wind energy center in Nemaha County. That's right. Hey, and I've personally met many folks at NextEra. They're good people. They're doing a lot of good in our state, too. The Soldier Creek Wind Energy Center will contribute millions of dollars to Nemaha County, creating hundreds of good-paying jobs, too. Hey, wind energy is very compatible with farming and ranching. You all know that. And the Soldier Creek Wind Energy Center would add great value to the community. The Soldier Creek Wind Energy Center. It's an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource by improving local roads and schools and helping residents provide for their families. The Soldier Creek Wind Energy Center means a big investment in Nemaha County and a big boost to the local economy.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Law enforcement agencies are stepping up efforts to encourage seatbelt use during a campaign underway through March 8th. The high-visibility seatbelt enforcement campaign will focus on routes near schools. All drivers are encouraged to buckle up and stay safe. Sometime February 5th, between 1 and 2 a.m., someone stole a 2006 Chevy Silverado and a 2014 32-foot Titan flatbed trailer from 806 State Highway 9 in Centralia. The loss valued at $23,500. Washington County High School will add bowling to the USD 108 athletic program beginning next school year. A unanimous motion by the board included language that may consider allowing baseball and or softball in the future. The effort is to involve more students in activities. Concern was expressed with adequate numbers to field larger teams such as field sports. Nemaha Central High in Seneca is considering a proposal that would establish a wrestling program. Despite support from parents and staff, relatively few students indicated interest. Board members recently asked administrators to return with additional information, including cost estimates. Marysville Police Department has been awarded a grant to upgrade its radio systems and will receive $50,000 to upgrade from a current VHS system to match the Marshall County 800 megahertz radio system. Longtime Marysville School Superintendent Bill O'Borney passed away at his home Friday at the age of 84. After retirement, Bill remained active in the community, serving as a board member and past president of the Marshall County Tourism Group, and was an active member of the Rotary Club, assisting many years with projects including Toys for Tots. He and his late wife, Marlise, spearheaded the effort and remained active with the program for nearly 40 years. Marysville Main Street recently elected 2019 officers, including President Ashley Croc with CMH, Vice President Tyson Anderson with Frontier Farm Credit, and Tony Deaver with CES Group as treasurer, Libby Brenniger with Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger as secretary. Board members include Nick Wolf, Jada Ackerman, Lori Snelling, Stacy McGrath, Brittany Owens-Gorky, Brian Froggle, Andy Feldkamp, Darren Schrader, and Adam Turner. The Kansas Department of Transportation's Division of Aviation is seeking public opinion on the use of unmanned aerial systems or drones in Kansas airspace. Anyone is encouraged to participate in the 10-question online survey available at ippkansas.org/ks-uas-ipp-survey through February 28th. William Bill O'Borney, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at the church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bill O'Borney. Harold B. Fritzen, age 89, of St. George, passed away Friday. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30 at the Sweet Creek United Methodist Church in Ehrenman, the Bellegarde Cemetery. Family will receive friends Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home, Riley, in charge of arrangements for Harold Fritzen. Georgiana Nickerson, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service 10 a.m. Monday at the Victory Baptist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Highland Cemetery at Junction City. Family will receive friends Sunday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Georgiana Nickerson. Might point out, if you've tuned over from AM 1570, FM 94.1, we are back on the air. Went off the air overnight. This extended period of extremely cold weather has been tough on our equipment. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey and Swiss, potato soup, wheat bread, a veggie plate, and grapes. Tomorrow's menu, Swiss steak, baby bakers, whole wheat roll, Normandy blend, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across that area. And north of the low, we're seeing a little bit of some freezing precipitation across parts of Missouri into Illinois. We have an upper level wave bringing some snow showers across the Dakotas into parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and some parts of Minnesota as we head through the day. Otherwise, across our area, it looks like we're going to see dry weather. We're actually under a high pressure system, and that will continue to be as we head into tonight. It does look like our next system will move across the Midwest, upper parts of the Midwest into the weekend, bringing more chances of snow. So looking at the forecast for today, clearing skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 10. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see temperatures lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see lows around 13 degrees. And that's all your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 50, record high on this date, 76 in 1932. The average low, 28, record low is 8 below 0 in 1934. Sunset this evening, 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. It's 6 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dwayne Wade, not done yet. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Dwayne Wade created the most memorable moment of his farewell season last night, beating the buzzer to down the defending champs.
Wade can't get the shot, it just throws it up.
Got it! Dwayne Wade right at the buzzer! Oh my! He throws up a prayer, and it is answered!
On WAXY, 126-125, the final as Wade scored 25 and the Warriors wasted a 36-point effort by Klay Thompson. The Trailblazers made it five straight with an impressive win over the Celtics in Boston.
Lillard has it. Dame weaving his way down the lane against Horford. Lays it in at the buzzer.
On KPOJ, 33 from Damian Lillard as Portland wins 97-92. Four straight losses for the Celtics. And the East-leading Bucks won their sixth consecutive game, dispatching the Kings 141-140 in overtime as Eric Bledsoe put up a triple-double. LeBron James and the Lakers took on Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and L.A. came away with a big win.
LeBron does turn the corner, goes to the rim, gets it. Three-pointer. Good! LeBron from the corner buries a three.
On KSPN, the dagger from James as the Lakers won 125-119. LeBron had 33 while dishing out 10 assists. To college hoops, unranked Villanova with the upset of the night, getting the best of number 10 Marquette.
8 seconds to go. Howard, pull up three, right wing. Back iron, no good. Scramble for it. Pascal comes down with it. Gets it to Samuels, and time runs out. Cats win, Cats win, Cats win.
On Villanova Radio, 67-61, the final as Jermaine Samuels led the Wildcats with 29. Number 2 Virginia avoided a similar fate, going on a 25-4 first half run en route to an 81-51 shellacking of Georgia Tech. In the NHL, Victor Hedman scored in overtime to lift the Lightning over the Rangers 4-3 for their 10th win in a row. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls 3A sub-state. Marysville entertains Pleasant Ridge at 6, followed by Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Boys 2A at Valley Heights, McClouth meets Oskaloosa at 6, followed by Valley Heights and Republic County. Girls 1A at Clay Center, Hanover meets Donovan West at 6, followed by St. John's Tipton-Burlingame. 1A girls action at Waubunsee. Rural Vista versus Southern Cloud at 6, followed by Frankfort and Centralia. Thursday night broadcast action, Marysville girls host Pleasant Ridge at 6, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. At 7:30, Valley Heights boys host Republic County, live on FM 95.5. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Bettis Asphalt and Construction, an equal opportunity employer, is seeking individuals for paving foremen starting at $26 per hour and CDL drivers starting at $18.50 an hour. Verifiable experience is required. Paving experience is a bonus, but not required. Bettis Asphalt and Construction has excellent employee benefits. And you won't need to relocate. Just be willing to travel, $90 per night paid for per diem. Apply at BettisAsphalt.com. Bettis Asphalt and Construction, family owned and operated since 1979, committed to excellence.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. The Trump 2020 budget proposal will include big cuts to USDA, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. The budget request will propose cutting non-defense programs by 5%, but Politico is reporting USDA likely to face even steeper budget cuts. Perdue said that Congress usually disregards the president's budget request, while in recent years has been unsuccessfully calling for cuts to USDA. But Perdue says he would like to see the process return to a negotiation between the president and Congress, saying it's like buying and selling a piece of land. You got to get within the realm of negotiations there for people to take you seriously in that regard. The Trump administration has previously proposed large cuts to crop insurance, agriculture research, and rural development. Perdue said the budget will be conservative, but speaking of his team, said we've done our best to advocate for farmers. A coalition of more than 50 farm groups asking lawmakers to safeguard crop insurance. The organizations, like the American Farm Bureau, warned in a letter to top-ranking House and Senate budget leaders this week that an over-reliance on budget savings from the ag community and from crop insurance will unquestionably undermine rural economies. 2018 farm profitability is expected to hit a low not experienced in more than a decade. The groups also noted the public-private partnership of crop insurance has been a consistent and reliable risk management tool for farmers, particularly in a time of heightened uncertainty in agriculture caused by natural disasters, trade disputes, and government shutdown. The letter says farmers and lawmakers agree that crop insurance is the linchpin of the farm safety net and is crucial to the economic and food security of rural America. The groups concluded the letter urging lawmakers to oppose cuts to crop insurance during this year's budget process. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday proved to be an interesting day. We saw some positives in grains and soybeans through much of the day, but corn and soybeans finished the day lower at the end. Kansas City wheat held on to some small gains on Wednesday. March KC wheat up 3 at 438 and 3 quarters. May at 1 and a quarter at 445 and a half. Nice to see those positives. Kansas City wheat's been on such a slide for the last several days, so good to see some plus signs as we wrapped up today. March corn finished Wednesday down 2.5 at 363 and 3 quarters. May down 2.25 at 373 and 3 quarters. Each of the later months also lower. March soybeans down 0.25 cent. 903.5, May down 0.25 cent at 916 and 3 quarters. We saw some fractional gains in a couple of the other months, but not a lot of movement in soybeans. Still waiting for the most part on trade issues to be resolved. March soybean meal up $1.80 at 305. May up $1.90 at 309 at 20. Soy oil was down. March bean oil 29 points lower at 29.80. May was down 28 points at 30.12. So all in all, not the best day in the soy complex. Kansas City wheat finished with some small gains. Corn had kind of a tough day. Numbers in the livestock complex were mixed. February live cattle down 17 at 129.40. April unchanged at 129.92. But after that, later months were all green. Not by huge amounts, but everything was positive. March feeder cattle up 42 at 143.87. April up 45 at 147.22. Again, the later months were in the green. Hogs were mixed. April hogs down 12, 55.60. But May hogs up 27. At 65 at 60. So most of the later months in hogs were also on the upside. So all in all, a mixed day in the livestock complex. Cotton finished up. March cotton 34 points higher at the end at 71.19. May cotton was up 34 points at 72.36. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you tired of the cold, wet, miserable winter? I know we are, but don't forget, there will be warm weather and green grass. If your cows need a bull, come join us March 15th at Sunflower Genetics, offering 100 performance Simmental, Angus, Sim-Angus bulls, along with 70 yearling heifers. Go to sunflowergenetics.com, where you will view pictures, videos, and catalog. All lots will have videos. Once again, learn more at sunflowergenetics.com.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling, worry-free, is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Saluting student success through FFA.
I am again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Of course, it's agriculture. And it's that time of year to honor the National Outstanding Young Farmers. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
There were 10 finalists for the National Outstanding Young Farmer of the Year Award, and there were 4 winners. At the awards ceremony in Bettendorf, Iowa recently, our friend Orion Samuelson introduced and interviewed the winners, including Brandon and Jessica Batten of North Carolina.
We grow flue-cured tobacco, we grow corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, and beef cattle. We farm about 870-ish acres in eastern North Carolina. I farm with my dad and uncle. We're a family-owned corporation. I'm the third generation in our farm. We use a lot of no-till conservation practices just to try to improve our soils because we have very, varied climate. We have very often drought. You know, at any given time, we're 10 days from a drought on our soils. So we have to be very conscientious of residue management and water management as well.
There was a lot of news about hurricanes hitting North Carolina. Did
yes,
they
sir.
Involve
we,
you?
We received about 20 inches of rain in a weekend and lost over half of our tobacco crop and a good portion of our soybeans, but that just comes with the territory of living along Hurricane Alley on the East Coast. So we're going to do the best we can to move on and make 19 a little better.
Where does your tobacco go?
So most of our tobacco is actually grown for export. We mm-hmm. sell to one processor leaf dealer and one strictly leaf dealer. I would say between 80 and 90% of our tobacco from our farm is exported primarily to China. So in the current situation with the trade wars and the tariffs, China isn't buying any U.S. tobacco. So that's been another challenge we've had to deal with on top of the weather of depressed markets and possibly even contract reductions for 2019 because of the demand.
Final question. What would you like to be doing 10 years from now?
10 years from now, I'd like to be farming. I'd like to have a little more security for my family and hopefully be able to involve them more in the operation. I would like to be able to tell the story of our farm and how the American farmer, even though we're very diverse, we're all in the same boat together, whatever you grow or produce, wherever in the country, because that's really one of the huge assets of living in America. Is the abundant and affordable food supply that we enjoy. And I think the American farmer is often underappreciated.
Brandon and Jessica Batten of North Carolina, National Young Farmers of the Year. Back after this.
Hit the bullseye with the annual On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 16th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Alcove Cattle Company in Spring Hill Herefords will sell 27 Hereford bulls 10 Hereford heifers, 20 Hereford first calf heifers, 30 Angus bulls, and 9 Angus heifers. Complete details online at OnTargetBullSale.com. Sale will be broadcast live online at DVAuction.com. All feature calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, carcass quality, docility, longevity, and dynamic daughters. For details, contact Spring Hill Herefords, Dave or Dolores Stump, Dan or Kim Schmidt, or the Alcove Cattle Company, Ken and Zeta Dunzing, or Kirk and Lisa Dunzing. The annual On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 16th, begins at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Details online at OnTargetBullSale.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Another chilly start, 6 degrees with a light north wind. Highs warming to the middle 20s today. May get a break on Friday, but another cold front. And more snow approaching Saturday into Sunday. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 650 cattle for the sale today, including 5 8-month bred black cows, 8 years old, 5 8- to 9-month bred black cows, older, 19 spring calving bred cows, running age, and 2-calf cow pairs. 155 black and white faced steers and heifers, 450 to 550, 20 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 14 weighing in at 5 to 750, 15 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 8, 50 black steers and heifers, 650 to 775, 60 black and charlie steers and heifers, 650 to 850, 71 black steers and heifers, 7 to 850, 40 black steers weigh 725 to 850, 15 black and charlie steers and heifers, 8 to 9, 60 red yearling steers, 875 to 9, and 125 black yearling steers weigh 875 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. It was announced yesterday that the Wichita State men's basketball team will be heading south of the border in the early portion of next season as part of the 2019 Cancun Challenge. Wichita State says the Shockers will face South Carolina on Tuesday, November 26th, and either West Virginia or Northern Iowa on November 27th. Next season marks Wichita State's second appearance in the Cancun Challenge. In 2012, Shocker head coach Greg Marshall guided WSU to the Cancun Challenge title with wins over DePaul and Iowa. Iowa play-by-play announcer Gary Dolphin, who was suspended last week for likening Maryland's Bruno Fernando to King Kong during a game, will be reinstated after the end of the season. Hawkeye Sports Properties says Dolphin will return to cover Iowa's spring football practice. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in Girls 3A Substate. Marysville entertains Pleasant Ridge at 6, followed by Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Boys 2A at Valley Heights, McLouth meets Oskaloosa at 6, followed by Valley Heights and Republic County. Girls 1A at Clay Center, Hanover meets Donovan West at 6, followed by St. John's Tipton Burlingame. 1A girls action at Waubunsee. Rural Vista versus Southern Cloud at 6, followed by Frankfort and Centralia. Thursday night broadcast action. Marysville girls host Pleasant Ridge at 6, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. At 7:30, Valley Heights boys host Republic County, live on FM 95.5. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well. A possible pending change in the Class 1A championship game Saturday at Clay Center. If the St. John's Tipton girls and boys teams both win, they're split at Clay Center and Waubunsee. If the St. John's Tipton girls and boys teams both advance to the championship Saturday, the Clay Center 1A substate championships would begin with the girls' action at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, followed by boys' play. That could impact the Hanover Wildcats. Decision will be made after Friday night's substate semifinals.
Most ailments are nothing to joke about, but we know one that's usually good for a laugh. That's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's
That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO22 to 350.